The Legault government made some big announcements yesterday, and I'm on the phone with the Director General of the Western Quebec School Board, Mike Dubeau, to talk about how these announcements will affect their schools, as well as a few other topics. Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jacob. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, no problem. So first off, with the announcements made yesterday, how will the schools be affected?
The big change that was announced yesterday for schools is really the elementary schools. So there's no change for the high schools or the adult and vocational sector. So the elementary now, instead of coming in after the Christmas break, it'll be extended for another week. So they won't be back in class until January 11th.
And with the orange zones like the Pontiac now going into a red zone until the 11th, will this have an impact on your schools in the Pontiac if restrictions remain in place following the return to class?
I also want to clarify something for the elementary sector, Jacob. In the high school sector, it's online learning following the regular schedules for the time that they're not in the building. For elementary, it's a little bit different. There's work sent home. There could be some online learning, but there has to be a daily contact from the teacher. So it's a little bit different. There's not as much emphasis on online learning. Now, to get to your question with the red zones, we pretty much operated like we've been in a red zone throughout our school board in terms of extracurricular activities and the safety protocols we put in place. So there's not going to be a whole lot that will change, except for if it remains after the break in the high schools, students grade 9, 10, 11 would come every second day, and then every second day would be online learning like what's happening presently in some of our schools in the red zones.
So those would be only if that restriction remains in place after the 11th, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. From the 11th on, if it's in the red zone, like, for example, Darcy McGee High School, Philemon Wright High School, St. Michael's High School, those schools right now, the grade 9s, 10s, and 11 come in alternate days and have e-learning alternate days. But that's just for the high schools.
All right. And now going back to the holiday period, what are some of the things that parents should know with online learning during the holidays?
Well, we're on break for 2 weeks. So some schools are starting on the 23rd. Some schools, last day of class is the 18th. So really for the online learning for high schools, it's the 17th, 18th. A couple of our schools will go into Monday and Tuesday of next week, and then the week after the Christmas break. So we've distributed the equipment for the high schools that do not have the equipment or the internet access. Or for those who really can't get internet access, even though we've provided them with a stick, they're allowed to come into school. So as far as what to know as the parents, I think it's, you know, the schools are ready to receive questions or a multiple of questions. So the schools are always ready, willing to answer any questions from parents. I think some of the key things that need to continue is it takes a lot extra effort to make sure that people are logged in online and people are focused, students are focused. So certainly the cooperation of the parents are essential in that. It really is a partnership.
Yeah, and that's more now on the short term over the holidays, and now more of a longer term thing with the arrivals of vaccines in the country for COVID-19. What does this mean for the education system?
Well, Jacob, like everyone else, we're all looking forward to some kind of normalcy. We're looking forward to the vaccines. We don't have a date yet of when our population would receive the vaccine. So right now we're going to go status quo, maintain all the safety protocols that we have in place, be ready for online learning until we're told otherwise. I think realistically, I think we'll be back to normal next year, next September or next end of August when we open up our schools. I'm looking forward to a much more traditional and normal year. But I think for the remainder of this year, I think we're going to follow the public health guidelines and wait our turn like everybody else.
Now with 2020 coming to an end, almost there, halfway through December now, COVID-19 aside, what have been some of the highlights for the Western Quebec School Board in 2020?
Well, You know, it's hard to talk about 2020 without talking about COVID. So I think the highlight for me as the Director General has been really our response to an epidemic. The resilience and the courage of the students and the staff and the families to really, you know, meet these challenges and make sure that education goes on. There's been many, many challenges, but I think the highlight really has been the people that we serve and our staff have really, really been the highlight for me, Jacob. It's outstanding to see the work that's been accomplished through this.
Yeah, well, that's great. The schools have been doing a really good job for this year with all the pandemic and whatnot. Mike Dubow, the Director General of the Western Quebec School Board, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and I hope you have a great holiday season.
You too, Jacob. Have a great holiday season. The best new year to you and all your listeners.